Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. Every little bit helps, but perhaps it's also true to say that every little bit of help you give helps you too. According to a study published in the Journal of Adolescence, teens who demonstrate altruistic behaviors, especially toward strangers, might feel higher levels of self-esteem. The study included 681 adolescents between the ages of 11 and 14. Between 2008 and 2011, researchers at Brigham Young University annually surveyed the teens and found that when the teens stepped out of their comfort zone and helped a stranger, they took more risks and said they felt more competent. During this time in their lives, teens face stressors such as revolving conflicts with friends, facing peer pressure, and understanding the reality of rejection. Their self-confidence can take a hit. Studies show anxiety among teens has risen in recent years. Research has also shown young adults sometimes strive to be perfectionists, which could make students more susceptible to concerns like eating disorders and depression, as well as fearful of every choice, having the potential for disaster. But studies also show that a helpful behavior can serve as a tool for social connection, possibly preventing loneliness and reducing mental health concerns. For parents, speaking with teens openly about their opinions can create a conversation that sounds less like a demand and more like an opportunity. Discussing potential projects as a family, or even encouraging virtual volunteering, which can be as easy as donating to an online fund or writing an advocacy letter, can show teens the power they have to help others. And in the process, they're creating the power to help themselves. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care research and education, and by WUFTFM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.